Okie dokie. Roll call. Mystic Media.
So we've just had our latest Mystic Media Day, which was last week, with coinciding with our last issue of the Mystician. Next month, the first Thursday of next month, is when the next issue of the Mystician is coming out, and then we'll also have another Mystic Media Day.
Sweet. Well, say. Ed Club?
Right here.
Do you
have
a report?
I guess last week we had a dance over at the Career Academy. We had 35 or 40 people show up to that.
For Halloween, right?
Yep.
I think it's last week.
Then like 3 weeks ago, the club took a trip down to the Twin Cities. We went and toured the CHS office buildings and the Winfield / Lando Lakes office buildings, and we got to watch them load grain onto the barges on the rivers or on the Mississippi River down there. That's kind of where we're at.
Energy Club.
We went out and raised about $400 just raking leaves, yard work, asking for donations when they do it. So we're going to take that money, and on the 16th of this month, we'll go to the Walmart, buy a bunch of gifts for Mandan Head Start. And sometime in December, we deliver it.
Cool.
Crew?
We
don't
manage some normal meetings. Getting ready for a winter conference. Stem? We went on a trip to Forterra Cement Plant a couple weeks ago. That was cool. And then we signed up for the blood drive in January.
Awesome. Thank you for that,
by the way.
InterVarsity.
Not
here. PTK?
Phi Theta Kappa. I'll be right here. My name is Nick. Basically, our last meeting was actually October 22nd, where we had the officers. We talked about different scholarship opportunities, and then we also discussed like our future plans. Like, we're going to be doing a blood drive. It's actually December 7th, and that's going to be from 8 to 1 here in the student room. That's going to be on the lower level. It's the alumni room. And then also, if you're part of Phi Theta Kappa, there's like a lot of scholarship opportunities. Like the national scholarship basically applies, like there's so many scholarships out there, but the actual nationwide deadline is November 15th. So if you're part of that, you know, that deadline's coming quickly. You know, it's actually like November 5th already, so it's coming up like in 2 weeks. It's coming up pretty quickly. But our next meeting will be November 16th of 2018, and that's where we're going to be kind of discussing, you know, like who actually applied for the scholarships, as well as you know, marketing materials for the blood drive, and then kind of organizing and maybe setting up some booths, you know, to help recruit and like recruitment strategies for that blood drive. Because I think our goal is 24 students like a minimum, but I want to get like 38 to 40, so that would be really cool. But yeah, so other than that, but we've just been kind of like one meeting. We let the officers go off last meeting, October 22nd, so we got the president, the vice president of service, as well as, you know, like the treasury and that kind of stuff. So.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I was going to say just one more thing. Like, if you guys are, you know, if you guys have got emails on your, like, you know, through your school email about, like, joining Phi Theta Kappa, you can still join. You know, there's really no, you know, so if you want to join and you're interested in, like, you know, being playing a part of this club, you can still do that, so.
Cool.
But, yeah.
Thanks. Art Club.
Our happy is we've got a couple new members, and our crappy is that attendance is trash right now, but it's getting better.
Okay.
Fabian Lambda? We elected officers today, as well as made some amendments to our bylaws, so I will be updating you with those probably tomorrow morning. Other than that, we want to help you guys with the blood drive.
Oh.
So if we could meet after this, that would be kind of cool.
We can move it. Yeah, what were you thinking?
Just help out wherever you need it, kind of.
Yeah, because I think the goal is really, it's going to be really easy. It's just, well, we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Whatever works, man. Wisest? Right here? Snow?
I guess we had our health fair here in October, like October 9th here, and that was, it went pretty well. We've just been busy there, getting groups already, getting ready to go to Guatemala in January. And I think we were having a blood drive. I'm not for sure if there was talk about it in November, but I guess we have a meeting Wednesday, so we'll know more. And we have a lot of new members that are joined from the AD or the PN class, so should have a pretty good turnout at our meetings now.
Cool. I know that Colleen, the gal who stopped by last week, I know that you guys weren't here, but she is wanting to do a blood drive on campus every month.
Okay.
So I can give you her card.
Okay.
After we're done. Drama club.
Okay, so gruesome playground injury rehearsals are going well. That's in December, I think, like the 7th and 8th right now.
Yeah, it's December 7th is actually the same day as the blood drive. Actually, that Friday is going to be the gruesome playground injury, so that'd be really cool.
We're selling Christmas ornaments in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
apparently.
Yeah.
KCACTF in January in Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Nick probably knows more about that.
It's so cool. It's a very cool experience. The best time of my life. I'm so excited for it this year.
Heather's the musical auditions are also in January. Yep, that's it. Oh, and we've had really bad attendance lately, apparently.
Okay.
Myself included.
Say apparently, like yours.
I wouldn't know because I haven't been there. Okay, graphic design. Amateur radio.
Well, from last meeting, I believe we elected our secretary slash treasurer officer. Then we finished up our Yagi antennas, and we helped out the Boy Scouts with their amateur radio communications degree or badge. Funny story, they had a communication, and one kid on one end was like, "You play Fortnite," and the other kid is just so, I can't believe you asked me that. Just like, it's too damn funny. Other than that, we did our Fox and the Hound. Boy Scouts weren't too impressed with that, but our advisor hit it, and me and the president found it, and it's pretty fun. After that, we took apart our UHF radio and disassembled the stand, and so and then that was last week. So and then the day after that, our new UHF was ordered and already arrived. And so today we're reassembling the stand and putting in the new UHF radio.
No idea what that means, but it sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, it's new technology.
Cool. Gaming mistakes.
We have had a great couple of weeks. 3 weeks in a row, we broke our attendance records, and that was great. We got accepted into a Google game streaming program. They're having an open beta to test streaming games in an internet browser instead of downloading them onto your computer, and our club accounts got accepted into that program, so we now have Assassin's Creed Odyssey everywhere. We also got 6 free copies of Destiny 2, so there's one copy for every main account. And we are currently planning our next big event for the 28th of this month on Wednesday. It's our Smash Brothers tournament. There's going to be a bunch of other stuff. We're going to have Rock 30 is providing consoles and stuff for us, so there will be like Dance Dance Revolution and Overwatch and Smash Brothers Melee and the big stage, whichever room we're in. We're trying to get the top floor of the NEC, but I don't know if CSO can reserve that for us, or if we have to go through Rachel for that.
All facility requests go through Shasta.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, guys. Your advisor.
Okay, yeah, and I think she made that phone call today.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's the next thing we're planning. Admission is $2 to play any of the floor games, and then an extra $3 to enter into the Smash Brothers tournament, and Rock 30 is providing prizes for all of that stuff as well. More details to come next week when we actually have posters made up. You can enter whenever you want to, just track down your local game club representative, which is probably me, because we want people to start, like, we want to generate interest throughout the month. We want it to be a big thing. And that's the next thing that we're working towards. We meet every week on Wednesday. We work in 6 check sentence and 3-6. Be there.
Cybersecurity?
Yeah, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago. We've been getting more interest. We're trying to get our attendance up, and we covered ESXi hypervisors, so spreading the knowledge, and we're working on the stuff for the documents.
Okay.
So
that's that.
Yeah.
Cool. college immigrants.
He could not be.
Anyone have questions on grants before we go into cruise? Accomplish an increase in number of attendees to represent our campus and our state. Winter Conference is a great time for our members to spend time getting to know each other, as well as students from other campuses in our region. It's also a great opportunity for students to grow in their faith, their social skills, and their leadership skills. Students who attend will benefit from the conference, and solo students will hear about the conference from those who attend. Also, with our attendance, Bismarck State Conference will benefit. Bismarck State College, not conference, that'd be weird, will benefit by being represented in the Midwest region. Students also should support this program because Winter Conference is a great opportunity for students to experience new places and new people. Those who attend develop a great bond and inadvertently bring a positive vibe back to the club, which then spreads throughout campus. Students who attend also learn a lot about themselves and others around them. They are... Other funding sources, sorry. Travel fees for the bus have been provided by an outside source. Scholarship opportunities available, otherwise students pay the difference. Total program cost and budget is $4,785, about $420 per student. We're hoping to bring 15. This includes conference fees, 4 nights on a hotel, and some meals. Any questions? Sarah, do you want to explain a little more to me?
Yeah, just our conference fee though, it's like 3 days for different sessions of like speakers, and then we do like glossary packed of speaker backpacks, or just more after, but like 8,000 backpacks we packed. And then we do like services, we go like door to door in Minneapolis, like we all go to different parts and like hand out stuff. So different like services too, but a lot of it's just like learning from the students that go. We try to like a lot of like, money is like a big factor people not going, so this kind of helps like having the scholarships for students to be able to go. So,
any questions for Sierra? Comments, concerns? Sorry, we're in one now, so I'm going to thanks for your patience. Okay, so the way that this is going to work, I need someone to make a motion to either approve or not approve the grant. Preferably to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the grant.
Okay, and then I would
second it.
And then we're going to do a blind ballot. So if you're in favor of approving the grant, just write yes. If not, write no. Fold them up, hand them in.
You got a pen?
I have.
Yeah, I need one of those.
Pass it around.
I got a couple.
Take corn, pass it around. Yep.
I'm good.
Nope.
We're good. Can't go up until 4:45. Daddy says so. We're gonna go. Take your time. Okay, so The motion passes with 10 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstain. Just for future reference, if it does not say yes or no, it does not count as a vote. That's an abstain vote. So if it says, like, yeah, it doesn't count. Okay? But it passes, so we're good to go. I still need this. So there's a volunteer opportunity if you guys are interested. Ruth Meyer's Hospitality House is looking for people to do some cleanup stuff in their kitchen. If your club would be interested in something like that, the contact is Vivian Myers. Her number and email are here. Get in contact with her or with me when I can. And then the upcoming events are there. So if there's no questions, comments, concerns.
Chili, ants, and minerals, it's an interesting combination.
It's interesting, but you'd be surprised at how delicious it is.
I'll take your word for it.
You don't have to dip.
You don't have to. You're saying that you can?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can both and you can dip.
No,
you either can dip your cinnamon roll in it, or you can eat your chili and have cinnamon roll for dessert, or you can eat your dessert first and then have chili, or you can have one or the other. Don't knock it till you try it, bros. You cannot be here.
It's like the same as hot coffee and donuts. Growing coffee
different.
And hot donuts.
A little different.
Cold coffee and hot donuts.
That's weird. Anyways, but yeah, if that's all that we have, you guys are free to go. Yeah.
What's happening on game day? Just like table game?